Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, the podcast for all that crap we just love to talk about on Yale Bravs. Hi there, I'm Ronnie, and that's Ben over there.
Hi.
Hi. You can find Ben over at Real Housewives of Kitchen Island, which is a cartoon on YouTube. And he's also on the Game Brain podcast talking about board games. Who doesn't love that?
I love that.
Welcome, everybody. Today is Real Housewives of Beverly Hills Day. Also, don't forget to go get your mask, okay? There's a lot of masks over at crappensmerch.com. Get your mask up, okay? It's the world right now. What do you want?
The world needs masks, okay? That's what we all need, right?
Yeah. What the world needs now is masks, sweet masks. Ooh, yes. Did you like how I said masks?
Masks, sweet masks, sauce. I am unmasked at the moment, but that's also because I'm at home. And you can see this because we're doing Crappens on Demand. So go to patreon.com/watchyourcrappens. And if you support us on the Crappens on Demand level, you can watch this recap. You don't have to just listen to it. You get to see all sorts of fun things. Like, for instance, look, mosquito bites from when I went outside. And
me trying to adjust my face
from Ben and Jerry's.
Oh, really? Want to have a fat fight? I look like I could fly from tree to tree like a squirrel.
I haven't worked out in 2 weeks, and I've compensated by eating nothing but Ben and Jerry's, and now things are a disaster, and I'm like, really?
I've worked out never.
This is my life.
My name is Chubby. My mama calls me Chubby. My daddy calls me Chubby. I'm Chubby.
I'm Brian. This is my face. Okay, Ronnie and I have now like regressed to being 5 years old and seeing ourselves on camera for the first time.
We're like Erica in this show. What is she looking at? People last week were saying, what is Erica looking at in this show? And I was like, I don't know. I don't care, okay? Because I was all bitchy. But guess what? She is looking at something weird. Hello, camera. Why is my camera clearing up?
If you're also watching Crappens on Demand, you get to see that Ronnie's camera has decided to give him a Barbara Walters filter all of a sudden. And he's looking like sort of fuzzy and radiant at the moment. Like, so while Ronnie works on his focus, I will say the other thing is that for this infomercial, that there's also our bonus episode. And as we are speaking, we have a lot of people on our Discord, which is awesome. And then yesterday, in case you missed it, the Real Housewives of Salt Lake City trailer dropped. So we have recapped that for a bonus episode for the week. So that's super cool and fun. So that's all the cool stuff that you can get on Patreon. And now we're going to get to part two. Well, no, it's the ongoing story of Ronnie trying to get his camera to focus. Right now his palms are up on it, so we got to see it.
Do I have to stop Ronnie, and start over again?
No, you look wonderful and beautiful. It's okay. Okay, Ronnie just disappeared from the screen and then appeared, but from a different angle.
It's
great.
Not working, so I guess I'll just have to be blurry for this episode, everybody.
It's
sorry.
Okay. Well, it's a beautiful... Beautiful. It's a beautiful study in field of vision.
Field of right? Ronnie vision. All right. Well, I guess I'm just going to ignore it. That's sorry, okay. Everybody. Well, today I look 20.
It looks fine.
Okay, everybody. Welcome to part two of the reunion of the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, which I have not manipulated at all.
So everyone's just taking a potty break and lunchtime, and then we just see Dorit just like barking off camera at whoever's helping her, be like, can you make it a little bit warmer? A little warmer, please. A little warmer. It's just too cold. It's too cold.
Ask him to make a hot chai latte, please.
Okay, if you're doing an order, I would like the Alfredo, the meatballs, and Marco Polo's hot chai latte, please.
Oh, and breaking news, it's the end of a Real Housewives season, so you know what Dorit and PK are doing. Moving! I wonder... they just put their house on the market, so I don't know what's up with these two.
Do we know where their house is? I kind of want to stalk it.
It's just Dwight Kyle's. It's in Encino.
So I was in Encino recently. For Labor Day. I don't know why I'm being so cryptic about it. Recently, at a time that was undisclosed, that's where I got my mosquito bites. So I went to Encino, and I saw like one of those modern farmhouses, barns, you know? And I was like, it's PK and Dorit's. And then I realized that like every house in Encino was like that. And so I got sad because I thought I found them. You're focused.
Yes, I focused. It turns out all I really needed was a paper towel. I'm telling you, the things that paper towels have solved in my life. So Andy's like, hey, I'm Andy Cohen this season. I can't even read my notes, so I'm talking like that. This season, Kyle felt under attack by what she called a group of fake-ass bitches. Kyle! So then we go into Kyle's terrible story. I forgot the beginning part of the season was filled with Kyle thinking everybody was attacking her.
Right. And she, I mean, it's so ridiculous because no one was attacking her except for the internet, you know, and all of America. But none of her friends were really attacking her. But she was seeing it that way.
Yeah.
So I still loved it. I love watching a montage of them all going after Kyle. That was when the season had a lot of hope that it seemed like they were going to turn against Kyle. But she wins out. She knows how to gaslight.
Yeah, she won.
So,
So we see Kyle's huge angry moments of the season that Dorit showed up with glam at Teddy's event. Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun. And we also see Kyle call Denise a ragamuffin. And then she tells us in the clip, and I'm mentioning this for a reason. In the clip, she goes, ragamuffin is not the nicest word, but I could have said worse. That was what was part of the montage. I want everyone to put a pin in that, okay? So
so he's like, hey, I'm gathering evidence. Why do you think, I like when he gets this confused face, he's like, Kyle, why do you think everybody was coming after you this season? Why, Kyle? And she's like,
she has the most Kyle answer. The most Kyle answer.
Yes, and you know Kyle's lying. Or just talking, I guess, really, when she just starts poking her lizard tongue out and, like, touching the side of her mouth. So she's like, well, Andy, I was launching my fashion line in New York, and then I was going to North Carolina, which, of course, you know, I was filming Halloween. I don't know if you've heard. I'm going to be in Halloween. And I was coming back and forth. I was just so tired, and I felt like everybody was coming at me, and I felt like people just weren't being honest with me, Andy. They just weren't being honest.
Yeah, which, like... Like, I just love that Kyle is a crusader for honesty. Like, that's her whole thing. So Dorit is like, then they start talking about Dorit saying, like, how when Dorit said, I have a life at Teddy's thing, like, I have a life, Kyle, was being very self-centered and condescending. And so then it's like, why did that not piss Erica off too? If, you know, because shouldn't that have pissed Erica off as well? And Erica's like, well, you know, it's something that I would have said, too, you know. I mean, because I do have a life. I was in Chicago, both the city and the musical. Yes, Rinna, I know you've been to both as well. Okay. But I was just so drunk on that sofa. I mean, look at me. Look at how drunk I was on the sofa. And then it cuts to her on the sofa in the flashback being like, wow, spaghetti.
Yeah. Yeah, I love the drunk, fun Erica. She's exactly the same as the regular Erica.
Wow, I love pizza. I'm so drunk.
So Dorit's like, well, when I got there, I was attacked. I was attacked by Kyle Indy. Attacked Indy.
Yeah. I still can't believe that, like, no one realizes that when she said, I have a life, she was saying that because Kyle was pestering her about, like, why weren't you here earlier? Why weren't you here earlier? Why weren't you here? She's like, because I have a life, you know?
Yeah.
And, like, why the fact, like, why Kyle still took it as, an attack on, like, what she's doing with her life, it still bothers me deeply.
Kyle's like, well, that's a little extreme, don't you think? She's like, no, I was attacked. I was defending myself. Me saying I have a life. I have children. I have things to do. It doesn't mean you don't have a life, Kyle. You've got a life, all right. Bit roles and terrible films. That's a life. Paying children in China nothing to sew tacky old lady pajamas. It's a life, Kyle. You've got a life, Kyle. A life of child slavery in under 5 roles. Congratulations!
Like the singer Rihanna of Fenty, you may have heard of her, Sutton, once sang, my la-hee, my la-ha, my la-hoo, my la-ha-ha. Live your life, Kyle. Live your life.
And Kyle's like, well, I felt like you came to show off your outfit more than you came to support Teddy. She's like, I showed up in my Beverly Beach leggings because I'm promoting my business. Book of the leggings, sir. You can eat a family-style bowl of leggings for Italians. Eat joggers in Capri, Kyle. Eat joggers in Capri.
Just because I like to eat joggers in Capri does not mean that you don't have a life. I'm sure that you're gluing synthetic lemons to some room in Encino as well, Kyle. I think we all have these opportunities, do we not?
And Garcelle's like, well, Kyle's posing like Dorit was hilarious.
And Kyle's See, like, Kyle, I do know who you are.
Kyle's giving that look like, shut up, Garcelle.
Yeah. So he's like, can I interject? Because my name keeps coming up, and even though I had nothing to do with this, I'm like, well, see, you have nothing to do with it, so please don't interject.
Yes.
I don't think that Kyle was really defending me. I think she was just, like, pointing out something that was, like, obvious to her. So, in summary, Kyle's great. Thanks, Teddy. Hi, I'm Teddy.
Well, Theo from Wichita, Kansas says, Teddy, you dumb hooker, you supported Erica. How did you feel when she admitted no one wanted to be at your stupid event that I don't even want to talk about right now, and I'm not even at the event, Teddy?
And she's like, well, it really hurt my feelings watching that back, but guess what? I have to move on from it, because what am I going to do? Stew over one single snide comment, Andy? I believe in moving on. Like, for example, when Kyle got really upset at that dinner and I told everyone, move on, because one lady is crying and everyone's piling on. I really hate that, Andy. Really, really hate when people do that.
Yeah, it's like when I found out that Denise might have told Brandy, the most unreliable source in the history of The Real Housewives, that she thought that I was desperate to fit in with this group. Did I stew on that comment for day after day, episode after episode, ruining an entire beautiful trip to Rome? Did I stew on it? Of course not, Andy. Hi, I'm Teddy.
And Dorit's like, Kyle, I don't know why you can't just admit your relationship with Teddy is different than with everybody else, Kyle. Oh, my God. Here we go again.
I know.
Who's closer with Kyle?
Exactly. And who likes magic the most?
Gone. Shut up. Gone. Shut up.
Oh, it's on repeat. Sorry, everyone. It's just going on repeat now.
For those of you on Crappens on Demand, they can't hear that. So she's like, Kyle's like, well, can I answer that? Because now Kyle, anytime anybody else speaks, Kyle's going to go, can I speak now? Because she's accused of talking
That's
over everybody.
Like a whole thing. Yes.
So now she's going to turn it around on everybody else. Like she can't get a word in. And I thought it was funny because Dorit finished the sentence and Kyle's acting like, what? Am I allowed to answer? So Dorit's like, well, everybody's seen it. Everyone said it. At some point you have to pause and you have to think, maybe it's true.
Yeah. And Kyle's like, of course I acknowledge it. Teddy is a better friend. The reason why is because Teddy's a better friend to me, okay? I have more in common with Teddy, okay? She has a famous father. I wanted a famous father, okay? Like, we share a bed. We go to Europe together. That's what I've always done with my sister and all my friends all my life. I mean, like, doesn't everyone share beds with their best friends and go to Europe with them, like, every summer? I mean, that's just the way it is, Dorit.
Yeah, Teddy has a house to sell. My husband sells houses. Listen, maybe we'll be friends once you have a house to sell, which, of course, now she does, and they're on private planes together. So there you go. That worked it out.
Yeah.
You know, the economy can do a lot of things, especially heal friendships. Okay?
Yeah. So then there was this thing that happened earlier in the season where Kyle had told Erica that, like, she doesn't have any close friends, and Kyle's like, I mean, it's just more like it was an observation because, like, I mean, like, If Erica doesn't have, like, friends that she would share a bed with sometimes, like how good of friends do you have, you know? Which is, like, such a strange rubric, like, that if you don't share beds with a friend, then you're, like, perhaps emotionally closed off, which Erica does actually seem to be emotionally closed off, but not because of this. I'm not going to let Kyle be the one to say it. Like, I'll be like, no, Erica's a very warm person who has lots of friends and let a lot of people in, Kyle. No, I will not. I will not.
Yeah. And Erica's like, well, you know what? That's my experience in life with people. We have different lives, all right? I don't have brothers and sisters, so something I don't experience doesn't make it wrong, and it doesn't make it bad. It just means I haven't ever experienced. Am I going to call office work terrible? No, I haven't experienced it. It could be very fun, okay? I let it go, but sometimes it hurts, Kyle. It hurts when you yell at me when you drink, Kyle. It hurts me deeply.
Well, that was acting. You know, we just have different experiences. I grew up with a mother who laughed at me when I said I wanted to be a ballerina, and you grew up with a mother who put a 9-inch nail in a hamburger and fed it to her husband's ex-wife. So, we all have different experiences.
Allegedly. That was in the memoir. That was in the House of Hilton memoir.
The House of Hilton. Oh, my God. What a tome. So Dorit's like, well, Andy, there's something I'd like to address. You said to me at the astrology party that I'm not as good as friends with Erica as I think I am.
I just like how she's talking like she's speaking in front of, like, the United Nations. Like, Mr. Boutros-Ghali, I would like to address the world.
I'd like to reclaim me time, Andy.
Reclaim me time.
Give us a kiss.
So Kyle goes, well, I was frustrated and I said what I said, so, you know, I apologize, and this comes from the depth of my bangs. Thank you.
And Dorit's like, but does it justify your saying I'm not as good friends with Erica as I thought, Kyle? And she's like, oh my God, you're beating this to death. Oh, really? You think this is beating something to death? Just wait.
Yeah. Also, yeah, that's like Dorit's thing, too, by the way, and you chose to be friends with her.
Yeah. She's like, I said sorry, okay? You've been coming for me all season, Dorit. You know, you took credit for my fashion show. You wanted to take credit for me hiring Wilson Phillips. Okay, fine. You hired Wilson Phillips first, Dorit.
Chairman Ban Ki-moon, I would like to address this, please. Okay.
Can I finish? I have something else to say. I don't really have anything else to say. Just wanted to say that right now. Go ahead.
So now here comes some more bullshit from Kyle. Just has, like, when they're gonna pave a parking lot or make a parking lot or a foundation, and you drive by and there's like 10 cement trucks lined up ready just to shit that cement out onto the ground. That's what Kyle is. It's just like she's like a row of cement trucks filled with feces, and she's like, okay, so. Okay, even with everything that happened this season, I'd never spoke negative about you in my interviews, even throwing my business under the bus. Do you know how easily I could have done that to your business, but I never did? I'm like, first of all, that just shows that you were actually being dishonest. And by the way, the entire time while she's speaking, Dorit is going, Coil. So we see a flashback of Dorit shading whatever Kyle's business is, where Dorit is like, has she even looked at this stuff? Like she's just going to show up, expect everything to be done? And, like, that's not, like, Kyle saying, like, I can't believe you would speak negatively about my business. I'm like, well, that's because you just, like, you hired someone, and then you showed up the last second and wanted to claim all the credit, and Dorit, who's actually worked in fashion, is like, what the fuck? You don't even know what you're talking about. So she had a right to, because she comes from a place of authority, believe it or not. As opposed to, like, you, if you say something about Beverly Beach, you just come from a place of, like, you know, Pringles. I don't know.
Well, Dorit was being an asshole about Kyle. Like, she was shading her, but I don't see why it's this huge of a deal. But I loved when Dorit's like, oh, just throw your name on it. No need to design it. Oh, it'll be a success. No need for experience. No need for know-how. No need for any of that. I'm like, you just designed a room in Buca di Beppo. I don't know that you're really the one to be throwing that stone.
Right, yeah. But then, like, you're allowed to make fun of it because, like, she just, like, came in and was like, I know how to do this, and it's like, okay, well, you know, it's, like, I think Kyle would have been allowed to make fun of the Buca di Beppo room. And the other thing is that, like, when Kyle's like, but I supported Beverly Beach, it's like, well, all you had to do is drive downtown. These women flew across the country to see your bullshit show, so, yeah. Like... Yeah, they of course could be annoyed.
Oh, that clip. She has no idea what she's doing. She's like a chicken in a hockey ring, that one. So Kyle's like, oh, you say I don't know what I'm doing? And then, and Dorit's like, can I speak? Reclaiming my time.
Could someone tell the representative of Tuvalu that I would like to speak right now?
And Kyle's like, you know what? You went on, so hold on, because now I'm going to talk. You have to wait. Okay, so then you come to my house, and I said to you from the bottom of my bangs, I said, Dorit, we are friends for life, and it felt bad because it cuts your interview, and you make fun of me. I mean, I thought we were better friends than that, Dorit. I thought we were better friends than that. And she's like, well, I poked fun because you weren't as prepared as you could have been. Sorry!
all I did was make fun of how you weren't really prepared or didn't have anything that was remotely interesting or was sort of an embarrassment to all of fashion. And I'm surprised that New York Fashion Week didn't just close down on itself right then and there. That's all I did, Kyle.
Well, what's funny, actually, is that Kyle got mad that I said that she glazed over me. But here Dorit is hurting your business and you don't seem mad at that. And Dorit's like, excuse me?
I sit on the floor. This is about me and Coyle right now, and it's very, very important because you're very important to me, Coyle. You know, without you, I wouldn't have any friends to give me free, strange pajama things that I'm supposed to wear at formal cocktail parties.
She's like, but Kyle, since that episode of the first episode, you've just blanked me, Kyle. We've never not spoken, and you go to the press and slam me and say you're upset with me because I talked about your business. And Kyle's like, well, what have I ever said bad about you or your business? And she's like, Kyle, you went on Watch What Happens Live and said, well, her fashion show was in a warehouse, Kyle.
I only started fighting back after you said those comments, okay? That's only when I started to fight back.
And we see the clip of Kyle on Watch What Happens, and she's like, well, I don't mind that she pokes fun of my business, but her show was in a warehouse downtown, and my show was at Fashion Week, so...
So she does mind, by the way. Another case of Kyle being dishonest. So then Dorit's like, well, why wouldn't you just text me and say those things? You know, those things that I said really hurt. Why didn't you just text me? Because apparently they stopped talking after, like, that first episode. They haven't talked all, like, for the past several months.
Yeah.
And Garcelle's just laughing. She's just loving this. She's like, Kyle squirming.
And Kyle's like, well, she goes, but you blanked me. She's like, well, why did you say those things in the first place? Very hurtful things. And Andy's like, okay, guess what? I want to move forward. So are we done with this stupidity yet? Anybody have any? First and foremost, reclaim my time. I'm very, very sorry. God forbid I ever slam your business, Kyle. I wish you success. And if you ever need anything from me, fashion sense, taste, talent, feel free to ask, Carl, and I'll loan you some in a heartbeat.
I yield my time to French Polynesia. Thank you.
So, Kyle, everyone from everywhere wants to know why you think Denise is a fake-ass bitch.
And Kyle's like, well, you know, it's just like Denise, who doesn't care about hair and makeup and things like that. Then she's like defending Dorit, and like Rena was coming at me, and like I just felt like everyone was coming at me at that party, and it just felt like everyone was putting on an act to be rude to me, and it just felt like everyone was not being genuine. I'm like, oh, so if people are being rude to you or being mean or calling you out on your shit, it means that they are putting on an act to hide the fact that they think you're awesome. And so if anyone is being mean to you, they're being inherently dishonest because their true feelings are that they love you and they would never attack you. Okay, got it, Kyle. Got it. That's not totally narcissistic at all.
Yeah, she's being fake because she's defending Dorit. It's like, what? They're not being genuine because they're coming after me. Okay.
Yeah, that's what she was saying. I know. She said, I just got a weird vibe. You know, like after, you know, God, I was working on Halloween so long, and I was so tired, and then they were coming after me. It just didn't feel genuine. It felt like it was an act that they all put on.
Just going to come after me for fun. And she's like, and that's not singling out Denise by any means, Andy. And he's like, well, Bob from Syosset says, Denise, how do you feel about being called a ragamuffin, Denise? How do you feel? And she's like, oh, I don't know. Who cares? Who the fuck cares? Like, Jesus, I don't care. And he's like, but what do you think Kyle was getting at? And she's like, I don't know, Kyle, what were you getting at?
Yeah, and Kyle's like, well, you know, growing up, if I left my house with my hair messy, my mom would say, don't run around like a ragamuffin. It's just like, I don't think ragamuffin's a bad word. It's just like a silly word. It's just a silly word. I'm like, you just said earlier on, which is why I told everyone to pin it, you said, ragamuffin's not a nice word at all, but I could have said worse. So you admit that ragamuffin's a terrible word in your mind because obviously to everyone else, we don't care. But like to you, you think it's terrible, and that's what matters.
It's like, I mean, Denise always has a messy top knot, and then for whatever reason, we get a montage of Denise's messy top knots to prove Kyle's point.
And Denise, which I never even noticed.
Yeah, but you added something to that. And after you said that, you said, but you could have called me worse. And she's like, well, I didn't think ragamuffin is a bad word. And Andy's like, are you offended? And she's like, well, who the fuck cares? I don't care. You know who's right behind me right now? The guy who invented fucking aspirin trying to shoot me through a window. So call me whatever you want.
Yeah. You should see what they call me. Ragamuffin is just the start of it, okay? All right? So Kyle's like, hello. Good people of the United Nations, I would like to announce that I, Kyle Richards, have in fact texted Denise saying, I'm sorry for calling you a ragamuffin. Thank you so much, and I will accept your gift bag, Mr. Luxembourg. Thank you.
Yeah, the apology came after Sashal Madia ripped you a new bunghole on social media, all right? You saw the episode. When I saw it, you could have said, hey, you know, just saw the episode. Something bad's coming up. Sorry. But you didn't. You waited until Sashal Madia got mad at you.
Yeah, and so, yeah, because basically she's saying, like, we got the screeners ahead of time, and you didn't apologize until people got mad at you for being hypocritical.
And Kyle was the one who started with that, because she's like, well, I sent her a text right after I got the show footage, and I apologized. And she's like, no, you didn't.
She goes, I don't always see it the same day. I don't, you know, like, I don't always see it the same day. Like, any of you guys, I've said it before. It's a known fact. Sometimes I don't watch it to the day of. I'm like, bullshit. Kyle Richards, you watch that thing, like, if you could set up a DVD player inside your mailbox, you would. Like, you would literally put a chair in your mailbox and just press play and just watch it in there, okay? Because you can't even wait for it to get to your home theater.
Yeah. So Dorit's like, well, it's because she was defending me. How dare she defend Dorit when she looks like a ragamuffin?
Kyle's like, okay, you're right. I was mad. You're right. I was annoyed. And she's like, oh, it's like you're too glamour. You're not glam enough. What is it? Are you Denise Richards or are you Dorit? There's no in between here. What are you going to get mad about, Kyle?
Hi. That's a good question. Good question. Where's the middle ground, Kyle? Where's the middle ground?
Oh, and she's like, you know what? What I'm trying to say is, Annie, is like, let's just leave it there. All
right. I hate when he does that right when I actually want to hear what someone has to say. I'm like, no, let her talk herself into a corner on this one over ragamuffin. The fact that we're even in like a very heated discussion about the word ragamuffin is ridiculous. But the truth stands that Kyle was being a catty bitch. She walked into that party and she was like, oh, she has an ice sculpture? Why does she have an ice sculpture? She's not supposed to be all about glamour. It's like, why can't someone want to have an ice sculpture? Why can't someone say, hey, normally I have a top knot, but guess what? I decided not to have a top knot tonight. I decided to dress up. You know, sometimes people aspire for things on certain days of the week.
Yeah.
Not me.
Okay. It's but a other Tuesday people top knot, damn it.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
So then we come back from break and we just hear this robotic voice like, I was like, oh my God, someone fucked up Dorit's hot chai.
I just thought it was PK just climbing towards his last Pringles. Low battery, babe. Low battery.
Low battery.
Low battery. Low battery. Babe, low battery. I need to get...
Low battery.
Babe, I need my sugar, babe.
Low battery.
Low battery, babe. Someone give PK the Pringle.
Sorry, it's the cordless phone saying, low battery. Low battery.
The cordless phone? Why do they have a cordless phone?
So Andy's like, so Rena, how's Lois holding up? And she's like, well, you know, Andy, I haven't seen Lois in months, Andy, because she's in assisted living. But I know that the one thing keeping her going was my Instagram video performing WAPs, Andy. So it's the least I could do for her, Andy.
Low battery, babe. So
we should just put out Lisa's WAPS video and take out the music and just have it going, low battery.
Low battery, babe. Low battery. Low ass battery, lab. Low ass battery. I got a low ass battery, babe. Lab, baba. So then we see a montage of Rinna and Amelia and how, like, Amelia was struggling and then she came back and then, you know, just all that stuff. And then there was, like, that little scene of Garcelle in Rome asking Rinna about, like, do you think your dancing had an effect on Amelia? And one thing I don't know if we discussed, but we actually got a bunch of tweets about this, that there was some sort of unseen footage that Bravo put on their website. That did we? I don't think we discussed this, right? That
no, we didn't.
That when Garcelle brought that up, it was actually part of a larger conversation where Garcelle was talking about her elder son, who she did mention at the beginning of the season, who I think is in his late 20s, who has struggled with addiction, and she was sharing how she felt like decisions that she made may have impacted her son, and she was getting choked up. It was a very serious discussion, and apparently, when she asked this thing about Amelia, it was in the context of that. It wasn't like an out of nowhere, like, I'm going to put you on the spot. It was, we are sharing about how as we parents, as parents,
yeah, when your kids
how
have problems,
our decisions make impacts. Yeah.
Yes.
So, that is, I think that is important. It is important.
And it's shady that they cut it. It's shady that they cut it. And it's even shadier that Rinna's pretending that that never happened because it was cut. You know, yeah. She's still acting like, oh no, she said I caused her disease. So, yeah.
Also, another thing that's important to notice in this montage is that Teddy was talking about Amelia, and she said, you know, I can fully relate to Amelia adding extra pressure to herself because of who her parents are. I'm like, oh, so you know what it's like to live in the shadow of a famous parent. Wow, it would be terrible if someone else articulated that, wouldn't it? Wouldn't it, Teddy?
Well, maybe just do that without calling her pathetic at the same time or whatever. But yeah,
I mean, if you can't get out of a shadow, aren't you kind of pathetic anyway? I mean, everyone can get out of a shadow.
So then,
Luann weighing in on shadow.
Luann's like, I have something to say about affecting your children. Happy birthday to you.
The best way to not affect your children negatively is just to pretend they don't exist. Am I right, ladies? Happy birthday!
So then we get a clip of Amelia kind of being a monster. Just being like, well, here's what I want in my apartment. It has to be ground floor. I hate rocks. I hate rocks, okay? And then I need to be... blah, 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 and going off. And then the scene where they're talking about, you know, what Garcelle says. And Rinna tells her, well, Garcelle says it's my fault. What do you think about that? And she's like, well, with all due respect, fuck off. And so we come back and Andy's like, well, what was your response to that, Garcelle?
She's like, okay. Like, see me in Coming America 2, a major motion picture. That will be coming out soon. And I'm sure we'll see Amelia at a Pinkberry. Yeah, all right, great.
I just love that. She's like, okay.
She's like, I'm not going to fight with a teenager.
Yes. And so then Andy's like, well, what was your... Oh, yeah, sorry. Andy's like, so is that something you've thought about, Rinna? And she's like, well, I mean, it's not on my mind, but obviously it's on Garcelle's mind.
And Garcelle's like, well, you know, it was just an observation, you know, because apparently we want to be honest in this group unless other people are being honest outside of Kyle Richards. So, you know, it was just an observation. And, you know, I've been friends with Rinna for it. Very long time, and I know she's a great mom, so there, it is now settled. I said something nice about Rinna, but of course it goes on, and Teddy's like, you know what, I relate to Amelia, you know, and, you know, like, but the thing is, though, that, like, any of my body issues, it's not because of my mom, it's just, like, the way I tried to exist through, like, the challenges that I had in my life, and I think it wasn't right at the end of a light conversation in Rome, and that's why it's, like, important to know that it wasn't actually a light conversation, it was, like, heavy thing. And stops. Why is it like, why? It's just so convenient for Teddy to be like, it just wasn't a right thing to bring up during a light conversation in Rome. When if it's the other way, it's like, oh, you're not being honest. You don't want to ever talk about anything. You don't ever want to talk about anything. So here's Garcelle trying to talk about something. And now you're like, oh, you shouldn't have brought it up at the end of a light conversation in Rome.
Yeah. And also, they were having a very light conversation and fun in Rome when you brought up all of your shit against Denise. So shut up,
Teddy. Oh, yeah. There was that, too. And yeah, she's that's
like, well, we already feel stressed enough as parents as it is. It's like, oh, really? So now you're saying... Now you're saying things are inappropriate as it relates to children, really? Because that's kind of the whole fight this season. Stupid.
Yeah.
So Garcelle's like, well, it wasn't a light conversation. Come on, I wasn't being flippant about it. And Teddy's like, well, you just didn't have that conversation privately with Rinna. It was in front of all of us. And to me, that's a really low blow.
But which is funny because, like, so much of what, like, Kyle and Teddy and Minna are talking about is like, have it out in the open. Be honest. We have to have this in front of all the girls. We're a family. We air things out in front of everything, you know?
Yes.
And now it's like, why didn't you pull her aside? You shouldn't have had that conversation in front of all of us. It's just like so much hypocrisy.
The people
that they,
who brought up they, Denise cheating on her husband in front of everybody on national TV.
Yes.
We're like, yeah, how about that? You shouldn't have done that on TV.
Exactly.
And also, it was Rinna's storyline that she had already put into evidence. Thank you very much. Rinna was the one who brought this on camera, not anybody else. So it was already on the show. So what else are you supposed to talk about? That's all Lisa Rinna did this year.
And again, when you see the larger context of the conversation, you see that Garcelle was not trying to have a gotcha moment with Rinna. She was like, they were trying to share and trying to understand and trying to discuss things, you know, which is what they spent all of this episode saying what they're aspiring to be. Be honest.
I think like, this whole conversation we've just had boils down to this. Shut up, Teddy. You're not even involved in this. Why are you talking?
Yeah, exactly. And then Andy's like, any response, Garcelle? And she's like, not at all. She's like, nope. I'm not going to fall for this trap. I'm just going to let these idiots keep talking.
Yeah. So Andy's like, well, Sutton, you said Rinna's dancing is weird. And she's like, I'm sorry, but it is weird. It's quirky. Okay? It's quirky and weird.
And that's okay. I'm a little weird myself. I'm just like weird and rich. Isn't being rich so weird? I call up Dolce in the morning and I'm like, Mr. Dolce, can you get me a bib? Because I drooled in my sleep again. And he gets it for me because I'm that rich. Isn't that weird?
Isn't it that's weird? Okay. I'll tell you that's what's weird. Having Dolce on the phone and then your phone going bloop and then you look at it and Gabbana's on the other line. That's weird.
That is weird. You know what's weird is that my phone never has a low battery. I never have that issue. That is weird, right? That is weird. Pinkett just crawling in the background. Babe, I can't see. Where's the magic bullet with my smoothie, babe? So then,
truthfully, Sutton, you didn't say it as a compliment. It had a negative conversation. We just said weird like that. Just like that negatively. Weird.
And Son's like, well, Dorit, why don't we just make it a bigger deal? Sorry. Well, Dorit, why don't we... Let's just make it a bigger deal. Why don't we do that? Which I thought was such a great response. Just... Even though I bungled it, she did it just right. And it was wonderful.
But it is weird. It is. It's weird.
It's fucking weird. It's fucking weird. The weirdest thing I ever saw was that time I took off all my clothes and danced on Instagram. It's weird, but also inspirational for Lois up in Oregon. Oh God, Lois, please. Please see my weirdness.
So Dorit's like, well, if your daughters told you they didn't like it, would you keep doing it? She's like, no, are you kidding me? Listen, you guys don't live in my house. I wouldn't do anything to hurt my daughters, and they're fine. My daughters are fine. They're great. They're doing great. And Andy's like, well, how is Amelia in that $6,000 a month apartment?
It's $5,700. And it's all Amelia Gray's money. She makes more than all of us. She makes more than all of us. Hold on. I've got a call from Yolanda Foster. Okay. Hi, Yolanda. Yes. Okay. Oh, yes. I did notice that there was a brick just thrown through my window. Okay. I won't never say that again. Gigi Hadid earns the most. Gigi Hadid.
Okay, Gigi wins. But still on this show, she's doing great, Andy. I'm like, well, that's good. So she's making enough to pay for a $6,000 a month apartment. And you know what? There's no steadier job than being a young model. I mean,
totally. And I think it's important when you are a young model, because it is such a steady job, you want to lay down your foundations. And what you do is you spend a lot of money on an apartment that you don't own.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hey, listen, at least it's real estate. You know, at least you're buying something and not just renting, right?
Yeah. At least there's a doorman who can open the door to the money you've spent. You know, it's like walking. Have you ever wondered what's like to walk into like Scrooge McDuck's vault? That's what it's like. Just walk right in and go swimming.
So then we move on to Denise, and Andy's like, Denise, you looked horrified when you learned that Rinna taught her daughters to get blowjobs in her book.
Denise is like, well, we are all different moms, and we shouldn't judge each other's. I mean, I haven't told my daughters how to do it. I just show them when I eat my bananas, and just hopefully they get the message, if you know what I'm saying, you know?
Oh, they know how to do it, all right. Because I meant teenagers in general, all right? Teenagers in general, Andy.
And Erica keeps doing this thing like she's on stage in Chicago playing up to the balcony.
Like... She's like, hello up there, poor people. Hello, you matter too.
I just want to say that joke was for all the good people of Belgium sitting in the back row over there. You'll have your moment here, but first, to Mr. Ban Ki-moon, you are a sexy man with a great sense of humor. I'll give you some tickets to Chicago when it comes back. Thank you.
One of their friends found that book, Andy, because my kids don't read. I was like, how did you know about my book? You don't read. You don't need to know how to read to have a $6,000 a month apartment. And Carl's like, well, I mean, I just can't imagine Portia reading that right now. But and he's like, well, Lisa, but let's all be like,
also, why
it's
was
crazy.
Portia brought into this?
Yeah, it's crazy that you're talking about blowjobs to your kids.
Yeah, that's funny, Kyle. You can't imagine your kids. Are you saying that like maybe there's like a boundary you may have drawn?
How weird. That's crazy.
How weird. Okay.
So Andy's like, well, Lisa, at the DNA shoot, it seemed like you were competing with their daughters. She's like, DNA shooting. That's how my daughters were made in the first place. So my turn to shine, bitches.
Hold on one second, Andy. I'm getting a phone call. Okay, I landed it. I got the apartment for $5,800. Just $100 more than Amelia Gray, but I'm not competing at all. I got two doormen on this one.
So she's like, of course they wanted me to do it, Andy. They wanted me to do that, you know, sit there on the couch in front of all their friends and spread my legs. They loved it, Andy. Listen, I love attention, okay? I mean, it's me, Lisa Rinna, who loves attention.
Oh, God, this is such a fun segment. We're having so much fun. This is a fun reunion. Isn't this a fun reunion? What could make this even more fun?
Hey, let's talk about Teddy, huh? So, we're going to talk about some stuff that the internet can't make fun of, and we won't make fun of it because it has to do with small children. But I will say, in classic Teddy form, it has to do with one child who has a skull issue and another child who lost her finger. So, way to go, Teddy.
Good job, Teddy.
Another thrilling
front
segment.
Doors really are a bitch. Let me just say, because that happened to my sister when I was a kid. I slammed the door and it got my sister's finger off, and they did put it on ice. They put it in a little Tupperware thing and they had to take her in there, and she got her finger put on. And just the other day, my sister was over here and she's like, remember my finger? You can still see a little scar. Isn't that weird? And then this happened. It's like full circle.
It's
back
crazy.
To my own life. I'm like a housewife.
Well, first of all, by the way, just so there's no confusion, of course we don't make fun of what happened to these two little children, of course not. And on top of that, I hope that surgery did go well. As much as we make fun of Teddy, I mean, listen, that's extremely scary situation
well,
for
yeah,
a mom.
Of course.
Anyone.
Oh my God.
And
well, and
so
also
we
I don't
want to
talk about it because I don't really understand it and I don't really like serious things. So fast forward
over the children's stuff.
Glad
I just thought it was
doing well
I just,
over there.
Yeah. I just thought it like when they show the previews for coming up, I had to pick the finger up off the floor. I was like, that is so Teddy. I don't know what the context was, so Teddy. But I'm glad everyone's okay. I'm glad the kids are okay. Not making fun of that. And we don't terrible that the kids had to have that pain, but I'm glad it's all over in the past.
I did love that they showed the Teddy clip. They're like, Teddy this season. Look at Teddy. And she's like, I get car sick sometimes. It's like LOL that made it into the clip.
It really did.
So, tell me about the name of your kid, Dove.
She's like, well, I've always loved the name Dove because it's my favorite bar in terms of ice cream and soap. And but Edwin was not a big fan until I told him there was an emoji, and that made him feel younger. So, he was like, yeah, let's do it. So, Dove.
Dove. She gets her own emoji.
Yeah.
It was between that and the pow emoji, you know? We figured pow's probably not a great one. Let's stick with Dove. Plus, I really like their simple commercials with all the ladies in the blonde wigs. You know, everyone's just the same at the end of the day, Andy. I watch that commercial and I think there's lady in wigs who can also be customers,
lady
Andy.
Lady in wigs is dancing with me.
So Andy's like, on that note, Erica and Kyle, you guys did not have pregnancy brain. So what's your excuse for having Teddy at all these parties with nothing to drink and nothing to eat?
And she's like, well, you know what? Like, Teddy never, ever complained. And if she did, we weren't listening. Because, I mean, come on, it's Teddy, right? But she never used pregnancy as an excuse. And she just sat there and ate a lot of Tums. And you know what? We still didn't even notice because she would just eat Tums anyway. She just loves a small, round, chalky bite.
Yeah, it's really funny, Andy, because there was one moment, like, on the low pillows, Dorit said, are you okay? And I was like, I'm pregnant. I can't sit on low pillows, okay?
It's a great segment, Teddy.
Yeah, and then there was also a thing where they were like, Erica was more freaked out than Teddy was about the pregnancy. And we're like, unseen footage. And it's Erica and Teddy, like, taking a hike. And there's, like, a rustle in the branches. And Teddy, and like, Erica grabs Teddy's arm, like, Teddy, no, you're pregnant. You can't be near a rustling branch.
Okay, so then the next segment, let's see. Andy's like, Denise, you butt heads with Teddy more than ever. Someone wants to know, is a sober pregnant Teddy just as boring as Sutton thought she would be? And Denise is like, I don't fucking Teddy. I don't think she's boring. Right? She's an asshole constantly. Yeah. All right. Keeps you on your toes. That's for sure.
Yeah, that's for sure. So then we get to the Brandy Glanville bombshell segment, and we see this for like 15 minutes. It's like this montage of the Brandy thing, and Andy's like, Denise, you said a few times that you barely know Brandy, but then Brandy showed us a year's worth of text messages, and not one of them featured Aaron's dick. So my question is, do you have my number, and could you send something right now? Thanks.
I think I was writing down everything that happened in this clip. So hold on, let me get past there. Okay, yeah. So no, he's like, I thought it would be evidence or something. Oh, also, I read on Twitter today that Brandy apparently has video footage that she wants to show everybody now. Right.
Great. Right. Great. To what end? Here's my question: is to what end?
I don't know.
To what end you're gonna be like, okay? So you've made these accusations. Okay, so you guys hooked up. No one really cares.
You said you had text to prove it, which didn't. Did not prove that.
Which didn't. It was inconclusive. It was leading. It was, you know, it seemed like it indicated something, but not.
You texted Denise a lot, and she never wanted to go out with you. And then you got mad, and she told you, yeah. Well, sorry. She said, not just because I'm not going out with you doesn't mean I don't still love you. And then now you're making that into some romantic love.
Yeah, she said that she didn't hook up with you. She doesn't really know you like that. And you said you did. No one really cares, but you've decided to make it a thing that you've now been pushed into this box that you're the cheater, but no one was really calling you that. You're the one who called you that. And you're the one who also aired it out in front of America, so now all of America might think that. And, like, so so you and Denise maybe did, let's say you guys did have a fling. So now what?
So now what? What? So now you have a sex tape? Is that what you're saying? Oh, also, you know, come on, give me a break with this. And also, someone tweeted at us. Sorry, Twitter. Social media really is winning this reunion as far as I'm concerned, because we get a lot of great shit on there. So thanks to everybody who sends us this information. But someone said that Brandy on her show was talking about the Denise interview way back when it happened and said on her show, oh, yeah, we made out. It was no big deal. So apparently she said that on her own show and is now this big thing where she's crying and saying, oh, she made me a cheetah. Oh, she tried to trick me by saying there was a rollaway bed. Give me a break.
the old rollaway bed excuse. I don't know. I just feel like I sometimes you hook up with people and it just doesn't. Maybe it's just not a good hookup, and that's just what sometimes
happens. My belief was they hooked up. Like, that was my original belief. Like, they hooked up. She doesn't want to talk about it. I don't blame her, whatever, but it probably happened, you know? But as Brandy keeps piling on more and more evidence, I'm like, oh, you didn't even hook up. You're probably just fucking lying. I believe that they probably did just make up, you know? Make out.
I can't tell, because Denise is a little bit of is very much so an unreliable person. She's really unreliable, but Brandy is also.
Who's Randy? Oh, the guy from American Idol? That's a note from Utah. God, I love his work. I never fucked that guy. Like, no.
He's into dogs, I think.
Randy Newman? God. You know, that guy wrote some really fucking good songs for Toy Story, and let me tell you this. Yeah. Wanted to fuck him, never fucked him. I never fucked
him. He loves L.A. He loves L.A.
No, Brandy. Yeah, I don't know him.
Brandy Redmond? Oh, yeah, she's great. She wears a bolo like no one else.
Yeah, I don't know, Brandy. So Ren is like, okay. So Andy's like, well, you said you barely know Brandy, as you said, whatever. And Denise is like, well, you know what? Out of every 10 messages, I would respond, all right? She'd contact me wanting to go to dinner. I never did, you know? I mean, I was very nice. You know, I had no reason not to be nice. I would call it like a small pharma kind of surface level is what you're saying. Yeah, surface level relationship. It was like an acquaintance. Yeah, you know, I was
she's
nice
like fish oil. She's like a fish oil supplement, you know, and not really like not like a Tylenol or a Claritin level pharma, but sort of like a small fringe thing that's in the drugstore, but not really influential in the drugstore. If you know what I'm saying.
Yeah. Well, why didn't you just call her in Rome? You should have just called her in Rome, Denise. And Denise is like,
why would she ever? Like, why would she ever? You know, the moment she calls Brandy in Rome, Brandy says, oh, she called me up right away to try to cover up with the tracks, whatever. Like, you know, it would be used against her immediately. She was not going to call her. It was ridiculous.
Yes. And it also would have given her camera time. And Denise is like, because I'm not friends with her. Why would I call her? She's like, you keep lying, Denise. You keep lying. Like, Rena is just like on another level this whole reunion.
Lisa, you can't keep playing this card in this game. Oh, no. Oh, no. I reversed the order and I called Uno on you.
She's like, you can't keep lying, Denise. And she's like, you stop playing this card. You know the truth. And I'm telling you right now, I'm not friends with Brandy. And Rena goes, wow. Like, she's so exasperated, she gives a Yoda wow. And Kyle's like, well, of course you're not friends with her now.
Just like I'm not friends with, you know, Michael Myers after he tried to kill me in Halloween, which I just filmed. Thank you.
Okay. So then we get to another thing that got my goat. And he's like, oh, well, Denise, at BravoCon, you were asked about Brandy, and you called her a friend. And then we go to the clip, and what happens in that clip is someone says, hey, Denise, you're friendly with Brandy. Are you still friendly with Brandy? And she goes, yeah, I mean, she's a lot of fun. She shoots from the hip. And then they cut back, and Denise is like, yeah, and I meant it. I mean, I have no reason to say anything negative about her.
It's called being polite in a public space.
Yes, and Erica goes, oh, so what changed? What changed? Like, she's Perry Mason over there. And Andy's like, well, you called her a good friend, and now you're saying she's not. No, she never called her a good friend. You just played the clip.
Mm-hmm.
Sir?
Yeah, exactly.
They and were so friendly. Rewatch Denise is the like, clip.
Exactly. She said something. She was being a polite person in public because remember this. First of all, Denise has those nice Midwestern values. And second of all, she is like, she's been in movies for the past 20 years. She knows how to play the game, which is when you do your press junkets and Mary Hart says, so tell me, what are your real thoughts on dolphins? And she's like, I want to kill them all and eat them for lunch. She's not going to say that. She's just, they're lovely. I love them. They're nice. You know,
yeah.
Like you always give like a nice answer. You're always nice and sweet because the moment you say something negative, you're dragged into a giant scandal the moment it happens. And she's just being nice.
Yeah, so Andy's like, so you said you were good friends. And she's like, look, you know what? I think you're trying to discredit this, Andy, and that's not cool. He's like, hey, I'm just misquoting all sides here. I'm misquoting all sides, okay?
Seriously. And then Erica's like, except for Brandy's side. And then Rinna's like, where is Brandy anyway? Where is her? Where is she? And then Denise is like, well, I've never socialized with this person my entire life, ever. Not once. Well, except for the time that you actually recorded on camera and is well documented, but not once.
Yeah. Where is Brandy? Where is she? And Kyle's like, yeah, where is Brandy? So now they're all jumping in here because they're mad that Brandy wasn't allowed to come to the reunion, which is hilarious because none of these women ever wanted Brandy at any other reunion.
Exactly. I mean, I would have liked Brandy to be there, to be honest. I would have liked to like had some grilling. I would have liked some confrontation to see some sort of like holes in her story, you know?
Well, I would have liked it if they had someone to poke any holes, but you've just got Denise there who would have just been like, I don't like cookies as she eats a cookie. you know?
Yeah. Garcelle might have, but Garcelle's... I think Dorit would have. Dorit would have done something.
Brandy, how can you say that you guys are friends when you haven't even given her a cordless phone with limited battery life?
Low battery, babe. Low battery.
So Denise is like, Lisa... Rena's like, hold on, this is... Rena's like, hold on, this is bullshit. Why isn't Brandy here to do this with you? You should be doing this with Brandy. And she's like, Lisa, why would this be about me and Brandy? She's not even part of the show.
What the fuck? This is crazy, am I right? Am I right over there, Miss Elias? Are they fans?
So Teddy's like, well, the same reason she's not going to tell me she doesn't like me, because she runs from the truth.
I was like, oh, yes, Teddy, it's all about someone not liking you. And Garcelle goes, she already told you she doesn't like you. And Teddy's like, Behind my back. Well, that's how most people act.
Yeah, have you ever seen any of your scenes, Teddy?
Yeah. And Erica's like, well, Brandy needs to be here. And Denise says, I'm not going to give her any satisfaction of coming on here. Oh, so you stopped her from coming? Am I right, Ollie? Am I right, Balconies? Am I right?
I would like to add that the conversation at Bravo was that after she said I licked her clit, there really wasn't anywhere to go, so we've kind of heard enough. What more can we really add? I'm like, what are you talking about, Andy? Like, you are the king of like, oh, her clit, what was it like? What did it smell like? Was it big? Have you done any updates to it? Okay, cool.
Put your hand in this box and tell me what you find.
Yeah, he's like, oh, it was just too dirty for Bravo. I was like, you guys just talked about Rena teaching her kids how to have blowjobs. Like,
yeah, and Andy, you're literally having Brandy on your show. Is it this week? Like, he so is, don't say that there's nothing more.
It was
just
supposed to be more. It was supposed to be a one-on-one sit-down, supposedly, because they didn't let her on, but they promised her that she was going to have a one-on-one interview to blah blah blah, and it turned into like a she has to go on there with somebody else. I don't remember who.
It's a comedian.
But I love it. She's you know, I love it. So Denise is like, well, you know what? You guys don't know all the stuff she sent me. It's inappropriate and it's harassment. So apparently Brandy is texting her all this, you know,
of course,
terrible stuff.
Yeah. And Reed's like, well, I wouldn't want Brandy here either. She doesn't even want to be in a room with someone. She doesn't need to be in a room with someone who's attacking her nonstop. Someone who's attacking her and not even promoting Beverly Beach and the new jeggings. I don't think so.
Oh, really? Then you shouldn't have done it. Then you shouldn't have done it.
Like, she's like venom spitting. And Denise is like, done what,
not
Lisa?
Good logic.
Like, done what? And it's like, whatever you did with Brandy. I'm like, oh, okay, Lisa. Like, they're... I love that Denise said, done what? Because when you boil it down, they're like, oh, you semi-hooked up with Brandy? Who cares? Why are you so angry?
Yeah. Why are they so invested in it? Because theoretically, the whole fight is supposed to be that Denise said shady shit about them, and then she also did this stuff. So if she's lying about the hookup, then she's lying about saying
right,
she
but
didn't
she's
say the
saying,
stuff.
When but she says, like, what is it? And she's like, whatever you did with Brandy, that evil homosexual stuff.
Yeah, and Denise, it would have been great if Denise had said, you know what? I didn't hook up with Brandy, but even if I did, why do you guys care so much? Why do you guys care? And don't say it's about being honest, because that's bullshit. This is a witch hunt.
Yeah.
Okay. And I know, because I starred in the sci-fi original movie, A Witch Hunt on Mars. Okay.
And Denise is like, come on. And Teresa's like, the problem here, Denise, and I believe you, the problem is the battery low. Sorry, it's in my head still. Change the battery and get me
battery
a hot
low,
chat.
Battery low, babe.
Oh, it's just these little bits, such as when you say, Brandy has slept with someone in this room, but you won't say who. Do you want to say it now? And Kyle's like, well, I'm happy to pick up the phone and say, and ask Brandy if I'm the one who slept with her. And I'm like, of course, Kyle. Kyle's going to try and have a phone segment now with Brandy.
One-on-one with Kyle Richards.
Yes.
So Andy's like, well, she said she slept with you, so why not just say it? I guess that's what Andy was saying.
Yeah, Andy's like, why don't you just say who it is? And Denise is like, well, the truth be told is it wasn't just one person in this group. There's one in this group, and then there's one outside of the group who she's probably talking about, Carlton, because she hooked up with, she made out with Carlton, or something happened with Carlton.
Oh,
I forgot. That was
she's
on TV.
Carlton?
Yeah, she said something. They hooked up on her season.
She's a witch.
Yeah, so I think that it was something, I guess that she's the one from the other group. I don't know who the one in this group is.
Carlton is like still curled up in a corner because she probably finally watched The Wicker Man. I did not know there'd be so many bees. The bees.
And didn't she say she made out with Camille too or something? I'm trying to remember.
I literally have no idea. But
much more innocent times where this wasn't made into a storyline for the entire season.
Yeah.
So Kyle's like, yeah, I'll call her. And then they start blah, blah, blah. And Denise is like, you know what? She was saying a lot of people. And Kyle's like, well, bring it on. We're ready. And they're all like, say it. Say it. She's like, no, I won't. And Kyle said, because it didn't happen. That's why.
Yeah. And so and Kyle's like, you know, like, you can't have a friendship with someone if there's not honesty, which is now the honesty thing. It's like, I want to like shake her. I'm like, do you think that your friendship with Kris Kardashian is based on honesty? No, it's that, well, I mean, they've been friends for a long time, but I guarantee it's not on honesty. It's like mutual, you know, like seeking out of wealth in any corner. And I'm only saying this, by the way, as a very awkward wedge to mention that one of the other things that's going on with this show right now, and I've decided that now is the time that I want to talk about it, is that since Keeping Up the Kardashians is ending, that Kris Kardashian will be brought onto Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, which I think is not going to happen because I think she's too expensive. I don't think Bravo can afford to have a Kris Kardashian on this show. And I think that, like, I also think it would be terrible. I think it would be an awful, awful show with her, not because it's like, oh, Kardashians, but I think that they would just kiss her ass.
Yeah.
And it would just be like, it would be a disaster if Kris Kardashian came on. But I think Andy wants
Kris Kardashian
it because he wrote
has her own like little production churning over there. Like she'll churn out her own shit. I think she would look down on being on ensemble. Yeah, I think she would look down on being in an ensemble show like that.
Yeah, but Andy did say because Khloe Kardashian I think posted the statement being like, "Sorry, we're leaving."
We really appreciate everybody letting us share our lives with you.
It's time for us to move on to our next chapter.
And Andy wrote a comment being like, "Oh, let me host the reunion for that. Let me host the reunion." I was like, "Oh God, Andy, please just go through an agent. God, don't beg on Instagram. That's for us to do. Okay, that's for us to do."
Yeah, you're too big to be using our tactics.
Yeah. Anyway, that was my.
So was Denise my is. Yeah, it's a huge thing. I saw someone posted that Kardashian thing. Like, the Kardashians is finally over. And someone wrote, "The Earth is healing."
2020 brings one good thing. Yeah.
So Denise is like, "Well, all right, look," because Andy says, "Did you talk shit about these women with Brandy? Is that part true?" And she's like, "Well, look, Brandy called me after doing Teddy's podcast, all right? And I said, here's what I told her. I said, I think Teddy's a shit stirrer," which I said to her face, a shit starter, okay, which is even better than a shit stirrer, because shit starter could have been like, yeah, it could have been the sequel to Firestarter, all right, shit starter.
Yeah, shit starter.
And I said that to her face, and I did not say Erica was a cold bitch. I said Erica was condescending to me. Which she was, by the way, if anybody wants to roll that clip of Denise trying to apologize at the shoe event.
And also cold. And she was also cold, too. But go on.
And she actually said to me, "Why did your friend turn on you?" And meaning Lisa Rinna. And I said, "She didn't turn on me." And that's it. That's all I've said. And so what she said out of this is whatever she said. Yes, bullshit.
And Teddy's like, "I asked you, Denise, at Kyle's party, which was attended by Kris Kardashian, future cast member, do you have anything to say to me? And you said no, okay? But then in your confessionals, you said, yeah, well, what I said was worse than that. So either you own up or you just continue to lie." I'm like, Teddy, just because someone has, like, you can talk shit about someone because you just don't like them. It doesn't mean you have to, like, have, like, a confession of everything you've said about someone. Like, when you say, "Do you have anything to say about me?" It's like, are there any, like, lingering issues? Like, not liking someone as a holistic level is not an issue. I wouldn't say, "Oh yeah, I don't really like you." Like, are you just going
to
say that?
And
like,
it's just such an unrealistic thing for her. She had already said it to your face, Teddy. She had already said what she needed to say to your face. So shut up. So, where do we go from here? Where do we go from here? Oh yeah, that's the clip. Okay. So Teddy's like, "Yeah, you know, you just need to own up to them." And Denise goes, "Likewise."
Likewise.
And she's like, say that. Yeah, but everything I've said to your face. And she goes, likewise.
Again. Likewise. That's what I say when Mr. Bear shows up at the door and he tries to catch me in his net. And I say, likewise. And I close the door.
So Andy's like, well, what's the worst thing you said about Teddy? And she's like, she's a shit starter, Andy. That's the worst. Until Rome. All right. Now I can say I don't like her. I don't like her. There, I said it. I don't like her.
You actually said worse things than what Brandy repeated. And she's like, who? According to who? Brandy? Like, you. You literally said it on the clip.
They just showed you the clip, Denise.
Wow, you guys are vicious. You guys are vicious. Denise, you did say it. You said it, Denise.
And Rena's like, I feel like the cover-up is worse than the crime. Oh, God.
I'm, of course, referring to the cover-up on your acne. It's terrible. Terrible.
So silly.
Get some new makeup.
My God. Okay, well, that brings us to the end of part two of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills reunion. So this has been two episodes where they've gone after Denise. What are they going to do for part three? What is there left?
Maybe they'll go after Teddy. No, they'll go after Denise. There's nothing left
about
to talk about.
Something else. Good.
Yeah, what is there left to talk? I mean, they've already talked about Brandy. And, oh, I guess they'll go after Aaron. This is the, now this will be the Aaron thing.
Oh, like, your husband. Aaron. Oh, yeah, because in the preview, she's like, well, if you don't want my husband to answer you things, maybe you shouldn't ask him questions. So I guess we'll see next week. Everybody, thank you so much for being here. Thank you for being on Crappens On Demand, everybody. We sure love you guys.
Have a wonderful day. Bye. Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Itchels.
Let's run some errands with Emily Ahrens.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Just saying, okay. Higher than high res, she's Lauren Perez.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan letters.
One day you're Rachel Zinn, the next day you're out.
He makes us squee, Richie D.
There ain't no problem that Sarah Salvia can't solve ya.
Janin better than Kyle Richards.
The Bay Area betches, betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Nancy Cease and Desisto.
Let's rev our pistons for Amanda and Kristen.
Better than Tabbouleh, it's Annie and Julie.
Let's give them a kissa, it's Austin and Marissa.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Erica, 500 days of summers.
We will, Joanna Rockland you.
The incredible edible Matthew sisters.
The Wyndham beneath our wings, it's Joe Wyndham.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
Lorded. The Lordess of the Rings.
No one makes us feel well like Megan Cap Sewell.
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Couture. We love you guys.